जय राधा मदाभा कुंजा बिहारी, कुंजा बिहारी, गोपी जन भाला भा गिरिभर धारी। जय गोपी जन बाला गिरिभर धारी, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, जमुना तीरावन छारी, जमुना तीरावन छारी, जय राधा मदाभ कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा मदाभ कुंज बिहारी, जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजगचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतशिष्यमाधि सुवैसे भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की। जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजगचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतशिष्यमाधि सुवैसे भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की, इसको पौंदर आचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की, ग्रंथरा श्रीमं भागवतं की ताई गौरा प्रेमनंदी। ओ ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज, ओ ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज, ओ ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज, ओ ग्लोरी टू शिशि गुरु वंशी गुरंगा। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, the Summon Bonon, Chapter 21, the Gopis glorify Krishna's flute. Number 18. Hanta jangabri samta, hanta jangadrin abala harita savadyo, राम कृष्ण चरण स्परस प्रमोध, मानंत नोति सह गोगनजोस्तजोर्जात, पानी जसूज बस कंदर कंद मूलाई, हंता जनाद्रिंग अबला हरिदास वाद्यो, जत राम कृष्ण चरण स्परस प्रमोध, मा Anantanoti sahagoga nayosta yorjat. Paniya suya vasa kandara kum kandamulai. Hantayan adring abala haridasa vadyo. Yat Rama Krishna charanas parasa pramoda. Manantanoti sahago ganayosta yorjat. Paniya suya vasa kandara kandamulai. Please chant. Anta, oh, I am this, Adrihi, heal, Abalaha, oh friends, Haridasavadyaha, the best among the servants of the Lord, yet because Ramakrishna Charana of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna and Balaram. Sparasha by the touch. Pramodaha jubilant. Manam respect. Tanoti offers. Saha with. Goganayoho, the cows, calves, and cowherd boys. Tayoho, to them, Sri Krishna and Balaram. Yet, because Paniya, with drinking water, Sujavasa, very soft grass, Kandara, caves, Kandamulahi, and edible roots. Translation by the disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki, and the purport will be by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Of all the devotees, this Govardhan hill is the best. Oh, my friends, this hill supplies Krishna and Balaram, along with a calf, cows, and cowherd friends, with all kinds of necessities: water for drinking, very soft grass, caves, fruits, flowers, and vegetables. In this way, the hill offers respects to the Lord. Being touched by the lotus feet of Krishna and Balaram, Govardhan Hill appears very jubilant. Purport. This translation is quoted for Srila Prabhupada's Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya, 1834. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains the opulence of Govardhan Hills as follows. Paniya refers to the fragrant, cool water from the Govardhan waterfalls, which Krishna and Balaram drink and use to wash their feet and mouth. Govardhan also offer other beverages, such as honey, mango juice, and pilu juice. Sujavasa indicates durva grass used to make the religious offerings of Argya. Govardhan also has grass that is as fragrant, soft, and conducive to the strong growth of cows and increase the production of milk. Thus, this grass is used for feeding the transcendental herds. Kandara refers to the cave when Krishna and Balaram and their friends play, sit, and lie down. This cave gives pleasure when the weather is too hot or too cold, or when it's raining. Govardhan also features soft roots for eating, jewels for ornamenting the body, flat places for sitting, and lamps and mirrors in the form of smooth stones, glistening water, and other natural substances. Om Gyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Umilitam Yenatas My Sri Guru Venamaha Namom Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Shimate Rupa Paswami Namom Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Shimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Idinamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatiyate Sattva Vanchakal Pataru Vyasha Kripa Sindhu Vyayva Cha Patitanam Pavane. So this is a wonderful, there's a famous verse that is quoted by Lord Chaitanya and by many of the Acharyas in glorification of Sri Govardhan Hill. And I'm going to read from Chaitanya Charitamrita, but before that, I'm going to read also Prabhupada quotes Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's commentary on this verse. So I'm going to read that. It's very beautiful. Prabhupada summarized it, but you know, the details, he gives a little more entrance, because Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur give us some entrance into the thinking. And the mind of the gopis were expressing these feelings of appreciation towards Sri Vrindavan Dham and all the inhabitants of Vrindavan and Govardhan Hill. And then we read from Chaitanya Charitamrita, the chapter that is quoted here, Madhya Lila, chapter 18, is when Lord Chaitanya went to Vrindavan. And the first place that he arrived when going to Vrindavan was Govardhan. And he described the ecstasy and also how he discovered first Radhakund and then Radhakund and Shamakund. And then he went into the parikram of Govardhan. It's always very exciting to talk about Govardhan Parikram. So we see in the amount of time we try to cover that.
Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Quote, "O friends, without the shelter of a great devotee, our desires will not be fulfilled. From Gargi, we have heard the glories of the devotees of Hari, and that Govardhan is the chief devotee among them. Therefore, now let us go and bathe in the Manasaganga and have darshan of the form of Narayan, called Haridev, the presiding deity of Govardhan. Our elders will not have any suspicions about us either. Also, Krishna on the slope of Govardhan plain. Also, Krishna is on the slope of Govardhan plain." End of quote. So the gopis are thinking like that. Using this logic, the gopis, desiring to have a meeting with Krishna, they begin to glorify Govardhan in order to have their desire fulfilled. Quote, "Oh, how astonishing. There are three main devotees, Haridasa, Yudhisthira, Uddhava, and Govardhan. The word Haridasa occurs in three places in Bhagavatam. Haridasya Rajarse Raja Sujam Mahodaya for Yudhisthira. Krishnan Samsmarayan Reme Haridaso Rajau Kushan for Uddhava. And the present verse for Govardhan." So this word Haridasa Vadiya. So, among those who have given the title of Haridas in the Bhagavatam, so Govardhan is considered the best. So these three that are given this title, Yudhisthira, Uddhava, and Govardhan. Of these, Govardhan is the best. Govardhan show its joys at the touch of Krishna's feet by becoming soft. Though made of stone, by the touch of Krishna's feet, it became like mud, so that he held the foot marks of Krishna marked with ankush, flag, and thunderbolt. He has tears in the form of waterfalls and grass sprouting as rising of hair on the body. These are signs of Govardhan's joy. The phrase Rama Krishna in this verse, Balaram and Krishna, is used to hide the gopis' emotions for Krishna. They actually meant Ramaniya Krishna, Krishna with whom we enjoy conjugal pastimes. A bala, woman, can also mean weak. Quote, "O woman, who are weak, under the control of your husbands, taking shelter of Govardhan is your strength." End of quote. Jat signifies cause. Quote, "Because Govardhan worshipped Krishna and Balaram along with the cows and other boys, our joy in order to please..." Sorry, I read it again. "Because Govardhan worshipped Krishna and Balaram along with the cows and other boys, out of joy, in order to please Krishna." End of quote. "He worshipped offerings water, paniya, for foot wash, and achamaniya, offering drinking water from the cool fragrant waterfalls, paniya, offering naivedya in the form of drinks made of from honey, mango, and pilu juice, offering argya in the form of darba, suyavasha, and luscious grass to feed the cows, so they give good milk. Another meaning of paniya, subo, is waterfall." Quote, "Govardhan worshipped the Lord by offering seat and bed in the form of caves, to give pleasure in the heat or cold, and radishes for eating. These items also indicate the other items of worship, such as jewel palanquin, lamps, mirrors, and other articles. By all these things, Govardhan worship Krishna. So, in the scriptures, Govardhan here is considered, there's two main identities that is given to Govardhan here. And the first appears this with the gopis describing Sri Govardhan as Haridas Sabariya, the best of the devotees. So he's considered the best of the devotees of Krishna. Srila Raghunath, where is he? Srila Raghunath Goswami described it like that too in the Stava Valley. He says, O Govardhan, O kings of mountain, this is the poetry of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, who resided in Govardhan, in Radhakun. O Govardhan, O kings of mountains, O hills, whose nectarian name, the best of Hari's servants, so Hari, Dasa, Varsha, flows from the moon-like mouth of Sri Radha, O hill that the Vedas declare to be the tilak marking of Raja, please grant me residence near you. And also, the Vedas declare that Sri Govardhan is no different than Krishna. In later chapter 24, when in the pastimes of Govardhan, the Govardhan Lila pastimes, or the Govardhan Lila, Krishna declares this. Krishna then assumed an unprecedented huge form to instill faith in the cowherd men, declaring, I am Govardhan Mountain. He ate the abundant offerings together with the people of Raja. The Lord bowed down to Govardhan Hill, thus, in effect, offering obeisances to himself. He then say, just see how this hill has appeared in person and bestow mercy upon us. So, because Govardhan is none different than Krishna, then we worship the stones of Sri Govardhan as deities of Krishna. And in fact, you don't have to install them. They're already installed. Krishna has declared. So the Govardhan Shilas are worshipped in this way. So, Sri Chaitanya, I'm going to read from Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is really, really ecstatic. The visit of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Vrindavan Dham. Madhya Lila, chapter 18. The chapter is entitled Mahaprabhu, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's visit to Sri Vrindavan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu traveled all over Vrindavan and pleased all living entities, moving and non-moving, with his glance. The Lord took much personal pleasure in seeing everyone. In this way, Lord Gauranga traveled in Vrindavan. All glories to Lord Gaurachandra. All glories to Nityananda Prabhu. All glories to Advaita Prabhu. All glories to all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya, headed by Srivas Thakur. Sri Chaitanya danced in ecstasy, but when he arrived at Arit Grama, his sense perception was awakened. So Arit Grama is Radhakun. Is the village of. That's how originally that area was known. And that name, Arit Grama, which means the village of Arit, is where Aristasura was killed. Remember? So Aristasura was the bull demon, or the demon in the form of a bull that came to kill, was sent to kill Krishna and Balarama, and Krishna took care of him. He killed him. So he arrived there, and it was known that in the pastimes of when Krishna killed Aristasura, then that was during the day. So at night, Krishna met with Shrimati Radharani and the gopis. And then as Krishna approached Shrimati Radharani say, "Please don't touch me. You commit a great sin today. So unless you atone for this sin, you cannot touch me." And then Krishna says, "But how is that I committed a sin? It was not a bull. No, you kill a bull, and bull is a family of the cows. This is a great sin." No, he was not a bull. He was a demon. Shrimati Radharani didn't want to hear anything about that. So Krishna said, "Okay." So he hit the ground with the heel of his lotus feet and created this big indentation in the ground. And then he called, Krishna asked Shrimati Radharani, "So how can I atone?" So she said, you have to take bath in all the holy places of the world. And after that, you'll be free from this sin." So Krishna says, "So be it." So he hit the ground with his heel and then called for all the holy places to appear. So they all appear in a personified form. And he tell them that, "Assume the form of water and fill out my pond." So he created this beautiful pond, and then he took bath in there, and then he started to boast to Shrimati Radharani, "You see how wonderful this beautiful pond is. How wonderful is that, filled with all the waters of the holy places." So he started to tease Shrimati Radharani like that, and Shrimati Radharani decided to, "We're going to create, with the help of my gopis, my gopi friends, we're going to create a pond that will be more wonderful than yours." So they started to dig with their bangles the pond. And then Krishna says, "Well, you can fill it with the water of the holy places from my, you can make a little channel." And she says, "No. We're going to fill it up with the water from Manasaganga." So they started to go pot by pot, filling the water. But Krishna, he induced all the holy places to go and pray to Shrimati Radharani to please allow them to fill the lake. So they offer all kinds of prayers to Shrimati Radharani and glorifying Shrimati Radharani and the gopis. And she became pleased and said, "Okay." So then a little channel was opened between Radhakun and Shamakun, and then it was filled with the holy waters. And Krishna declared at that time that this Radhakun is as dear to him as Shrimati Radharani. And whoever take bath in, and he also say that this will be the most holiest of all places in the whole universe, the whole creation. And he will perform pastimes there every day. And whoever take bath in the holy waters of Radhakun will gain the love of Shrimati Radharani. Love that Shrimati Radharani have for Krishna. And these lakes, these two lakes, Radhakun and Shamakun, they appear at midnight during in the beginning of Kartik. Like say the second week of Kartik, like that, around that time. That day is celebrated as Bahulastami. Bahulastami. Do you ever bathe in Bahulastami, Mataji? It's amazing, no? Well, there's so many people, thousands and thousands. Like, Radhakund is a very small village, but you have thousands and thousands of people that actually you can hardly walk. And they all, at midnight, they go and take bath. And then there's a window that is about several hours that you can take bath. And anyway, hours and hours, this lake is filled with people. And, you know, to go and take bath, remember, I had the opportunity to do that. And you get into the lines of people, and basically everything is like, it's like Mumbai train at rush hour, just like that, exactly like that. You just, you know, in the middle of a crowd of people, and basically you can, the crowd moves you towards the lake. So it's very static. You take bath at that time. So Lord Chaitanya visit this, and this is how he discovered, he rediscovered Shyamakund and Radhakund. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked the local people, "Where is Radhakund?" No one could inform him. And the Brahmana accompanying him did not know either. Then the Lord then understood that the holy place called Radhakund was no longer visible. However, being the omniscient supreme personality of Godhead, he discovered Radhakund and Shyamakund in two paddy fields. There was only a little water, but he took bath there. When the people of the village saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taking his bath in those two ponds in the middle of the paddy field, they were very much astonished. The Lord then offered prayers to Sri Radhakund. Quote, "Of all the gopis, Radharani is the dearmost. Similarly, the lake known as Radhakund is very dear to the Lord because it is very dear to Srimati Radharani. Just as Srimati Radharani is most dear to Lord Krishna, so her lake known as Radhakund is also very dear to him. Of all the gopis, Srimati Radharani is certainly the most beloved. In that lake, Lord Krishna and Srimati Radharani used to sport daily in the water and have a rasa dance on the bank. Indeed, Lord Krishna gives ecstatic love like that of Srimati Radharani to whoever bathes in the lake even once in his life. The attraction of Radhakund is as sweet as that of Srimati Radharani. Similarly, the glories of the Kund Lake are as great as Srimati Radharani's. Because of his wonderful transcendental qualities, Radhakund is as dear to Sri Krishna, to Krishna as Srimati Radharani. It was in that lake that the all-opulent Lord Sri Krishna performed his pastimes with Srimati Radharani with great pressure and transcendental bliss. Whoever bathes just once in Radhakund obtains Srimati Radharani's loving attraction for Sri Krishna. Who within this world can describe the glories and sweetness of Sri Radhakund?" End of quote. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then offered prayers to Radhakund. Overwhelmed by ecstatic love, he danced on the bank, remembering the pastimes Lord Krishna performed on the bank of Radhakund. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then marked his body with the tilak made from the mud of Radhakund, and with the help of Balabhadra Bhattacharya, he collected some moth and took it with him. From Radhakund, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Sumana's lake. When he saw Govardhan here from there, he was overwhelmed by joy. So this Sumana lake is Kusum Sarovar. So when we start the parikram of Govardhan, the first place that we the place that you start is Kusum Sarovar. And Kusum Sarovar is this very, very beautiful, beautiful lake with this sandstone castle that was built by this great king. And the central part of this castle is a little a shrine for Srimati Radharani's and Lord Krishna's lotus feet. And on the ceiling of this shrine, there is the pastimes of Krishna and Srimati Radharani. And Kusum Sarovar is a very famous lake and very important, because in this area there was the beautiful garden of flowers. Kusum means flowers. So it's a very, very beautiful gardens of flowers that Srimati Radharani and the gopis used to go and collect flowers, and many beautiful pastimes. You know, Krishna disguising himself as a gardener and teasing Srimati Radharani anyway, the beautiful pastimes. Also, in that same area, there's a beautiful temple in which Krishna used to comb Srimati Radharani's hair. And in that very lake, there's a very important pastime of Narada Muni. Narada Muni obtained this Narada Gopi form just by bathing in Kusum Sarovar. Narada Muni, he performed his meditation in a kund that is very close to that area. It's called Narada Kund. So once he approached Lord Shiva, for Lord Shiva explained in the Rasa Lila dance, Lord Shiva also was able to enter to witness and enter into Rasa Lila by also becoming a gopi. And there's a little story on that. But so Lord Shiva gave Narada a mantra and asked him to go to this place that is called Brahmakund. Brahmakund is very close to Manasi Ganga. So this whole area is there. Now it's a very beautiful, it's restored very beautifully. Like really, really nice. Before it was, you know, in ruins, but now it's very, very beautiful. So Narada worshipped there Srimati Brinda Devi. And Brinda Devi appears to him and told him that he should go to this Narada Kund, which is very close to Kusum Sarovar, and there he just performed his bhajan there, and then he instructed him to go to Kusum Sarovar and take bath. So in that he became Naradi Gopi. He actually assumed the form of a gopi, and he was able to witness, you know, the Rasa Lila in that way. And then after that, he took bath again, and he became Narada. And then he went back to Narada Kun, which is his place of bhajan, where he wrote the Narada the Narada yes, Narada Bhakti Sutras, you know, like that. So, which is beautiful. We have with that book is available. So, Manasi Ganga is like that. So then we continue. So Lord visit Manasi Ganga. Then, when he saw Govardhan Hill from, so, you know, a little further from Manasi Ganga, you start to see Govardhan Hill start to appear. So you can see from there. And he was overwhelmed with joy. When Lord saw Govardhan Hill, he immediately offered obeisances, falling down on the ground like a rod. He embraced one piece of rock from Govardhan and became mad. Mad with ecstatic love, the Lord came to the village known as Govardhan. There he saw the deity named Haridev and offered his obeisances unto him. So in Govardhan village, there is Manasi Ganga. And Manasi Ganga is also this amazing, beautiful lake. The Govardhan village is very, very beautiful. And many, many nice, wonderful places. But so when you go to from Kusum Sarovar, you go to Govardhan village. And in Govardhan village, you first visit the deity of Haridev. Is the presiding deity of Govardhan. And you have to go up to the hill, almost, not to the hill, but you know, you go, it's a little elevated area in the village. And then there is this beautiful temple, and then there's the deity of Haridev. And so Lord Chaitanya visited there, and then he took bath in Manasi Ganga. Manasi Ganga is the area of also beautiful pastimes of Krishna disguising as a boatman and, you know, teasing Srimati Radharani in many ways. So it's very, very wonderful. There he saw the deity named Haridev and offered his obeisances unto him. Haridev is an incarnation of Narayan, and his residence is on the western petal of the lotus of Mathura. Mad with ecstatic love, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to dance before Haridev, the Haridev deity. Hearing of the Lord's wonderful activities, all the people came to see him. The people were astonished when they saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstatic love and personal beauty. The priests who served the Haridev deity offered the Lord a good reception. At Brahmakund, the Bhattacharya cooked food, and the Lord, after taking his bath in Brahmakund, accepted his lunch. Brahmakund was the place where Narada became a gopi, and also is the place where Lord Brahma offered his prayers to Lord Krishna after the Brahma Vimohan Lila. And the water of Brahmakund was filled with Lord Brahma bathing Lord Krishna. So it's a very beautiful, important. It's a little, it's very close to Manasi Ganga. That night, the Lord stayed at the temple of Haridev, and during the night he began to reflect. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thought, quote, "Since I should not at any time climb Govardhan Hill, how should I be able to see Gopal Roy?" So on the top of Govardhan Hill, you can see from the Govardhan village, now you can see Govardhan as you go to the edge of the town, and then there is a temple on the top of the hill, like a white temple, and then there is a deity of Gopal Roy. Is Gopal's deity. Is the deity that was found by Madhavendra Puri, as you remember, this beautiful deity of Gopal. So there's a whole story and of Madhavendra Puri again organizing the whole Govardhan worship. So Lord Chaitanya thinks like this: how can I see Gopal Rao? Thinking in this way, the Lord remains silent, and Lord Gopal, knowing his contemplation, played a trick. Coming down from Govardhan Hill, Lord Gopal granted an interview to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was unwilling to climb the hill, thinking himself a devotee of Lord Krishna. Gopal stayed in the village called Anukut Gram on Govardhan Hill. The villagers who live in that village were mainly from Rajasthan. One person who came to the village informed the inhabitants, quote, "The Turkish soldiers are now preparing to attack your village. Flee from this village tonight and do not allow one person to remain. Take the deity with you and leave, for the Muslim soldiers will come tomorrow." Hearing this, all the villagers became very anxious. They took Gopal and moved him to the village known as Gantuli. The Gopal deity was kept in the house of a Brahmana, and his worship was conducted secretly. Everyone fled, and thus the village of Anukut was deserted. Due to the fear of the Muslims, the Gopal deity was moved from one place to another again and again, thus giving up his temple. Lord Gopal will sometimes live in a bush and sometimes in one village after another. In the morning, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took his bath in a lake called Manasaganga and then circumambulated Govardhan Hill. So this deity of Gopal Roy is now the very famous deity worship in Nathadwar, Srinathji, who was taking, you know, Nathadwar is within Rajasthan, is in the very south of Rajasthan, closer to Gujarat, and for the Gujaratis is probably one of the most popular places of pilgrimage. They love Srinathji. So it's very, very beautiful and opulent. Time is passing, so I read a little more. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is starting his circumambulation of Govardhan Hill. Just by seeing Govardhan Hill, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became ecstatic with love. While dancing and dancing, he recited the following verse. Of all devotees, so he recited this verse that we read today. Of all the devotees, this Govardhan Hill is the best. Oh, my friends, this hill supplies Krishna and Balaram, as well as their cows and cowherd friends, with all kinds of necessities. Water for drinking, very soft grass, caves, fruits, flowers, and vegetables. In this way, the hill offers respect to the Lord. Being touched by the lotus feet of Krishna and Balaram, Govardhan Hill appears very jubilant. End of quote. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then took bath in a lake called Govindakund, and where he was there, he heard that the Gopal deity has already gone to Gantuligram. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then went to the village of Gantuligram and saw Lord Gopal deity. Overwhelmed by ecstatic love, he began to chant and dance. As soon as the Lord saw the beauty of the Gopal deity, he was immediately overwhelmed by ecstatic love, and he recited the following verse. He then chanted and danced until the day end. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, quote, "May the left arm of Sri Krishna, whose eyes are like the petals of a lotus flower, always protect you. With his left arm, he raised Govardhan Hill as if it were a toy." End of quote. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the Gopal deity for 3 days, on the fourth day, he returned to his own temple. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu walked with the deity of Gopal and he chanted and danced. A large jubilant crowd of people also chanted the transcendental names of Krishna. Hari, Hari. The Gopaditi then returned to his own temple, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remained at the bottom of the hill. Thus all the desires of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were satisfied by the Gopaditi. This is the way of Lord Gopal's kind behavior to his devotees. Seeing this, the devotees were overwhelmed with ecstatic love. So there's more. Just keep going of more nectar on the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But when you start the parikram of Sri Govardhan, so from Manasi Ganga and from the village of Govardhan, you come to this area that is called the Dham Ghat, where Krishna used to take the tax, used to play this pastime of being the tax collector to Srimati Radharani and the gopis. And in this area, there's a beautiful temple with Krishna lifting Govardhan Hill. And in that area also there's the famous sweet shops. You go there, you know, and you buy these amazing sweets made of ghee, especially one famous one called the Son Papri, which have this special quality that when you take it, it melts in your mouth into this nectar. Most amazing sweet. So then you start the parikram, and the first place that you see is the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. And also, so there's this area with the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. I think Krishna and Srimati Radharani. And then as you walk, you start to the parikram. Then on the left side, there's the palace, the ISKCON Govardhan Temple. That was this almost like a summer house of this king that now is, you know, belongs to ISKCON. And there's this beautiful deities of Krishna and Balaram in the form of Govardhan Chilas. One is whitish, one is blackish, like that. And the big, and beautiful, beautiful, beautiful gardens and beautiful building. And you can see Govardhan from the roof. And every year there is an amazing retreat, a mantra, the chanting retreat, that is conducted by I think Sachinanda Maharaj and also several wonderful sannyasis they do there. And as you go, you know, you pass many beautiful places, and the next place that is said here is the village of Anukut. The village of Anukut is when the Anukut ceremony was performed, that's the place where Sri Govardhan manifested the form of Lord Hari, and he says, you know, give me food. So this village is called Anujar. Anujar, which means, you know, is what the Lord was saying. Anujar, give me more, give me more. And a little further in this village, it's very nice. The village is still remained a very, very simple village. And then there's many cows and buffaloes. And, you know, the villagers, the Govardhan Vasis, they're basically still remain a village of cowherd people, you know. So you see many, many cows and many buffaloes. And as you walk further, then it comes this beautiful lake, that is called Govindakund. And in Govindakund was a place where Lord Indra bathed Krishna after the Govardhan Lila, lifting of Govardhan Hill. And the waters of Govindakund are filled, is basically the bathing water that was performed during that pastime. And you can see very, very beautiful Govardhan from Govindakund. And in Govindakund also was where on the, let's see, will be the western bank of Govindakund. There's a place where Madhavinda Puri performed his bhajan and where the deity of Gopa appeared to him. And as you go further, then you come to the tale of Govardhan when there is a Rasa Lila place of passage of Rasa Lila. And then you start to go up again towards Radhakund. So it's very static. Because you're going to go to Vrindavan. Not to Vrindavan, okay. Well, there is some, it's already past time, but when the acharyas give us instructions that what are the things that we have to keep in mind to understand when we do parikram, and also the offenses that we should avoid while visiting the holy dam and like that. So this is in the Raja Bhakti Vilas, specifically concerning the parikram of Govardhan Hill. So these are the instructions. One should offer proper respect to all the deities, cows, brahmanas, trees, creepers, rocks, and kundas one sees. Two, one should not offend any living entity, moving or not moving, otherwise one will lose the benefit of his parikram. Three, while performing parikram, we should not wear shoes or leather items, and one's clothes should be freshly washed. Four, one must observe brahmacharya and take bath as well as clean teeth before starting parikram. One should not perform parikram at night. While performing parikram, one should move carefully so as not to kill any living entities on the path. If one becomes sick during parikram, one should stop and take rest. Parikram should be continued after health is regained. One should not leave his parikram incomplete. Woman should not perform parikram during the menstrual period. One should not strain himself while performing parikram. So those are the ten instructions for doing parikram. And the 10 offenses to be avoided in the holy dam. One, to have contempt and disrespect towards the guru, who is the revealer of the holy dam. Two, to think that the holy dam is temporary. Three, to commit violence towards any of the residents of the holy dam, or to any of the pilgrims who come there, or to think that they are ordinary mundane people. Four, to perform mundane activities while living in the holy dam. Five, earning money and making a business of deity worship and chanting of the holy name. Six, to think that the holy dam belongs to some mundane country or providence, such as Bengal, or to think that the dam of the Lord is equal to the holy place connected with some demigod, or to attempt to measure the area of the dam. Seven, to commit sinful acts while in the dam. Eight, to consider Vrindavan and Navadvip different. 9. To blaspheme the Shastras which glorify the Holy Dhamma. 10. To be faithless and to think that the glories of the Dhamma are imaginary. Okay. Shri Govardhan ki jai. Shri Shri Krishna Balaram ki jai. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. Gaura Premanandi. It's past, it's 8:35, so any comments or questions, and keep it tight and short. Dushan Prabhu.
Dushan. Hare Krishna, thank you, Prabhu. I just had a question. One time I saw a man doing Govardhan Parikrama by doing obeisances, and at the base of his feet there were many like rocks or stones, and he would keep one rock forward every time he did an obeisance, and to me that seemed that it was quite a penance. And in one of the lists you just read, number 10, it said to take strain, unnecessary strain. Is that something that is noticeable when...
Yeah. Well, the question is if it's maybe for one of us will be very strenuous. We're not ready for that. But for certain people, I mean, you can see they're just static. I mean, when you see those sadhus doing that Dandavat Parikram, they look, I mean, effulgent. And it's amazing. And for us, it will be like an impossibility. Even going around Parikram, you know, sometimes you see devotees struggling because the sand is hot, you have no shoes, you start to get some blisters, you know. I remember the first time I did with shoes, without shoes, you know, then I have to, at a point, I have to actually rip my chadar and wrap it around my feet to be able, you know, because it was already blistered, because sometimes the sand is hot, you know, and then you just go. So you go like, oh, struggling, you know. And then I look around and I see these families, you know, children, the parents, and the parents of the parents, the old people, like, you know, very old, like, you know, in their 60s and 70s, you know, walking like they're walking in the mall. You know, it was like, you know, they're walking like happily, and then you just go, the children playing, the parents going, and they're talking, you know, it's like they're doing parikram, it's like walking in the mall. And then, you know, my friends and me, you know, just go, these people passing by us, and, you know, it's like nothing. So... So, you know, depends on the devotee, you know. But I remember appreciating, I was thinking, wow, the bodies of these people, you can see the piety, that they're, you know, that is so natural for them. And sometimes these Western bodies are not fit for, you know, this type of activities. You know? So it takes some purification.
Kind of a corollary to that, I guess, that it's described, or at least I've heard of this description, that the like the queens of India, or maybe, like, I don't want to say a specific town because I don't know where they were from, but they would also do this Dandavat Parikrama. But for them, they would have servants who would put a mattress down for them to do the Dandavat. Then they would get up, and in the next place, there would be another mattress.
Yeah.
So they, or a gadda, or some, you know, something like a pad. So you can just see the allowances, I guess, for different classes or different varnas.
Yeah.
People.
this verse reminded me of in your class. I wanted to bring a point, something Gokulananda said the other day that I really appreciated, because this verse is mentioning being grateful for Govardhan Hill, and you were quoting some verses where Krishna says, even greater than Radha's Radha-kun, etc. And we see in the scriptures, when Krishna glorifies other devotees, he's not minimizing other devotees, just like the gopis. He says to one gopi, you're the only one for me. Then he goes to another gopi, you're the only one for me. So we see in the scriptures, he's saying Haridasa Kaura is the best devotees. Then in another pastime, this devotee is the best. So we see when Krishna glorifies someone, he's not minimizing other devotees. He's actually grateful for every devotee, which I appreciate. And we see that regarding what Gokulananda said, we see that the difference between spending quality time with others and spending quantity time with others is attentiveness and gratitude. So Gokulananda, he told me that verse that describes quality time with others. Sadhu sangha sarva shastra koi. Lava matra sadhu sangha sarva siddhi hoi. It says that lava matra, if you spend one fraction of a second with the devotees, sadhus, then that's quality time. However, we see that if we're attentive, even if we're attentive for a fraction of a second, let's say in the Bhagavatam, then that's known as quality time. Whereas if we're inattentive for thousands of hours in the Bhagavatam, then that's known as quantity time. And so my question, I guess, would be is that, or we could see one result, maybe you could expand on it. We see that one result of spending quality time with the holy name, with the devotees, with the Bhagavatam, is Yasyasti Bhatya Bhagavatiya Kinchana Sarva Guna Istatra Samase Sate Suraha. We increase our good qualities, and we see that every product that's made has to undergo a process known as quality control. When concrete, the quality of the concrete is tested, it undergoes hydraulic pressure. If the concrete breaks after a little pressure, it's considered a bad mixture, bad quality. Mm-hmm. If it doesn't crack after a lot of pressure, it's considered good quality. So we see Prahlad, he was thrown off the mountain, put in fire.
What's the question, Prabhuji?
The quality of his character didn't crack. We see that when somebody just disagrees with us, the quality of our character cracks, and we start to criticize, fault find, and we're ungrateful. So my question is, what are some steps we can move forward to be grateful for all devotees? Because you were mentioning that verse from Parikram, if we offend the devotees, then the qualities of our character decrease. We cannot. And so that's one thing I appreciate about Krishna. He's always glorifying and appreciating everyone. And when he appreciates, he's not minimizing anybody else. And we see the process of minimizing. We can't even tolerate a little pressure of somebody disagreeing or sharing us with their love and devotion. So what are some steps we could do to, like Krishna, be grateful and attentive and appreciate all the devotees?
Well, it's something that we just have to cultivate, simply like that. I mean, I think one way of cultivate, of being able to do that is to understand or to have a sense of where we at ourselves. So if we see ourselves that, you know, actually, I have a long way to go. I have a lot of stuff in my plate to be purified from. So that I'm not, you know, I'm not this, you know, actually, I'm also a struggling devotee. So when you see someone else, you know, also going through a similar thing, then you have an appreciation, because you know how the challenges that is there to overcome one's condition. So therefore, when you see other people that are hanging there, doing their best, trying, you know, that in despite of their condition, in despite of their whatever things that have to be purified, they're still performing devotional service. They're still coming and associating with devotees. They're still, you know, that's a very unique, very, very unique, special people, persons. So you start to appreciate how special the devotees are. And these are all the devotees that are there, you know, because to break from one's condition in the material world is duratyaya. It's basically impossible. So to those who actually attempted and just there and there and trying, hey, we have to offer our obeisances to those devotees. You have to appreciate. So we have to first understand that we're not this very big shot, you know. I may have more years of experience or this and that, but we're not very far, we're in the same boat. You know, like that. So I think that's an important thing, you know, have a better sense of where we at to be able to appreciate others. Thank you so much. Garantara Shriman Bhagavatam Ki Jai.